the case of the missing line about interest rates ahead. I'm David Brancaccio. Yes, the guardians of interest rates at the Fed did as expected yesterday and made the cost of borrowing more expensive. They're trying to slow economic growth to fight inflation. It was a 0.25 percentage point increase, the 10th bump this cycle. And something was tellingly missing from the Fed statement that accompanied the decision. Marketplace's Nova Safo has that.
The Federal Reserve has now raised interest rates by 5 percentage points since March of last year. In announcing its latest move yesterday, Fed policymakers made a subtle wording change, no longer anticipating for the rate hikes, but now planning to determine whether more are necessary. Many analysts translated that as, "We're pausing for now." And Fed Chair Jerome Powell appeared to reinforce that idea that the hiking cycle is concluding.
There's a sense that we're much closer to the end of this than to the beginning, that we feel like we're getting close or maybe even there.
Powell said that the economy appears to be slowing with additional drag from the banking sector where credit is tightening. But he added that no decision has actually been made yet about whether or not to pause hikes. That'll come in June at the next meeting of Fed policymakers. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
With the banking bedlam this spring, customers are asking harder questions about where they park their savings. Apple, of iPhone fame, recently launched a new savings account along with Wall Street heavyweight Goldman Sachs. Now, Forbes magazine got a hold of numbers suggesting this new account attracted nearly $1 billion in deposits in its first 4 days in late April, with 250,000 accounts opened in the first week. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
The new savings accounts are available to iPhone users with an Apple card and pay an eye-popping 4.15% annual return, much higher than most traditional banks. Apple didn't provide a comment by our deadline. Amanda Jacobson-Snyder at Morning Consult isn't surprised the money's been flowing in.
To find a regular savings account that has fairly decent return, there's not a lot of options. So for Apple to, offer something with more than 4% is really appealing.
The average savings account currently pays less than 0.5%. It is possible to find accounts offering as high interest as Apple, says Alexandra Yoakum at CFRA Research, but they come mostly from online banks unfamiliar to many consumers.
Given Apple's brand, they have a large footprint. They're very popular. I would expect them to have more inflows for sure.
There could be risks, says Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics, as consumer technology brands expand into banking. She worries about financial data privacy and adequate regulation. But most important, she says,
it is really vital that deposits are FDIC insured.
Apple's savings accounts, managed by Goldman Sachs, are up to $250,000. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Shares in PacWest Bank, based in Beverly Hills, California, are down nearly 40% in overnight trading after the news it's in talks with potential partners and investors to shore up its financial position, which the bank says remains, quote, solid. The bank says it hasn't seen unusual flows of deposits, but mid-sized banks have been under new scrutiny after First Republic Bank fell apart and into the hands of giant J.P. Morgan Chase last weekend. Medium term, the entertainment industry is watching for the effects of the strike by Hollywood writers we've been covering this week. Longer term, lawmakers in California are looking to keep show production in their state and to encourage more diversity in the business. There's a budget proposal in that state that, if approved, would earmark $330 million toward these ends. Hawa Otori reports.
People of color made up only 30% of Hollywood directors and 32% of film writers in the 2020-2021 season. That's according to a UCLA report. California's new proposal hopes to change that, and small production studios are key.
We produce content that we dream up, that we envision.
That's Krenae Tolson, director of Hope Entertainment and Hope Studios, which creates its own productions and rents out studio space.
I just say come to Hope Studios. When they get here, they can see that it's a church and a church parking lot and all of that. But by that time, it's too late for them really to turn around.
Her non-denominational church is called Center of Hope. It's in Inglewood, a diverse cultural city in South LA. Tolson wants Hollywood to become more inclusive.
Hollywood has a little bubble that's hard to break into.
The church invested $500,000 to create its production studio arm. The idea? To cultivate local talent and create films both short and long and opportunities for content creators. Another company, Hooray Media, has set productions in Inglewood and South LA, like this HBO comedy drama, Insecure.
Yo, we should start a group and perform at Coachella.
I played a triangle.
Chief of Staff Kaylin Cotton says Hooray focused on employing people from South LA.
They were part of the crew. They were part of the cast of the show. And also just showing like beautiful spaces like Leimert Park, apartments in South LA, eateries, everything. Like you're just seeing them in such a completely different light.
Pamala Buzik Kim leads the nonprofit Free the Work, which supports diverse talent in Hollywood. She says small production companies with underrepresented leadership play a big role.
I think that they're changing the system within their own systems. They're running their production company the way that they would like to see the bigger industry change.
And companies like Hope Entertainment are also looking at the larger picture, says the church's pastor, Jeremy Dixon.
We're Black owned. Representation matters. There's some great people who can tell great stories, but no one can tell the African-American story like African-American people.
And he says he also wants the people who are creating this content to reap the benefits of having ownership of a production. I'm Hawa Otori for Marketplace.
And hey, Luke, May the 4th. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.